राधा माधव तुम जा बिहारी। जया राधा माधव तुम जा बिहारी। गोपी जन का गिरिधर धारी। गोपी जन का गिरिधर धारी। नंदन व्रत जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रत जन रंजन यमुना चिरातन चारी। जय राधा माधव तुम जा बिहारी। जय राधा माधव तुम जा बिहारी।
Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivraja Kachaya Shri Sarasvati Shri Srimadi Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Nanta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shri Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 7, Text 10 and 11. Banchakapatrubhishchakripasindavyayivachapatitanampavanebhyobhaisnavibhyonamanamah. Alabhasitam iti yutam aprameyam balam tasya balakasya name vidu nateshada dire gopa alabhasitam iti yutam aprameyam balam tasya balakasya name vidu. When we read two verses, there's a system, whatever. So So just repeat this verse then, and then we'll I'll chant the next one. And please repeat. Natishvada dire gopal. Ladies. Translation word for word. Na, not. Te, the cowherd man and ladies. Shraddha dire, put their faith in such statements. Gopaha, the cowherd man and women. Balasitam. Childish talk from assembled children. Iti uta, thus spoken. Aprameyam, unlimited, inconceivable. Balam, the power. Tasya balakasya, of the small baby Krishna. Na, not. Te, the gopis and gopas. Vidu, were aware of. Translation. The assembled gopis and gopas, unaware that Krishna is always unlimited, could not believe that baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. They could not believe the statements of the children, and therefore they neglected these statements as being childish talk. Next verse. Rudantam sutam adaya yashoda graha samkita krita shvatyaya nam vipray suktai stanam apayayat. Translation. Rudantam is crying. Sutam, son, Adaya, picking up, Yashoda, mother Yashoda, Graha Samkita, fearing some bad planet, Krita Shvatyayanam, immediately perform a ritualistic ceremony for good fortune, Viprayi, by calling all the brahmanas, Suktai, by Vedic hymns, Stanam, her breast, Apayayat, made the child suck. Translation. Thinking that some bad planet had attacked Krishna, Mother Yashoda picked up the crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for experienced brahmanas to chant Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Purport. Whenever there is some danger or some inauspicious occurrence, it is the custom of Vedic civilization to have qualified brahmanas immediately chant Vedic hymns to counteract it. Mother Yasoda did this properly and allowed the baby to suck her breast. Jai. Om Agyana Timirandasya Janjana Shalakaya Chakshuramitam Janajtasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this is, we're in chapter 7 of 10th canto, and the glories of the chapter 7 are described by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. And so I would like to speak about the glories of chapter 7. It's a very sweet topic. Also, I'm going to also describe the what Madonna said yesterday, the Satakasura's pastime, and the benefits of hearing these pastimes. So the glories of chapter 7, Srila Vishwanatha mentions that Krishna, that first Parikshit, he was mentioning that that how sweet these pastimes are. The pastimes of the other incarnations, they were they filled him with bliss. But to hear the pastimes of childhood Krishna, it was sweeter than sweeter because it broke the apathy of hearing, and also made him more anxious to hear more. And that, you know, is the purpose of hearing the pastimes. So Krishna is so kind that he performed these pastimes like that. This chapter 7 is the glories of it is that Krishna showed the Aishvarya, the Aishvarya potency. It's the it's power and majesty. By these qualities, he attracted the minds of everyone. And we just read in chapter 6, Putana story. It was Krishna showed this rare power of his lips. So his lips were very powerful, because although he was sucking the breast, and Putana, feeling that her life air was leaving her, she, you know, flew up in the sky, and he grabbed on with his lips, and so those lips have majestic power, and so that was Putana. So the childhood pastimes, and also Trinivarta, we are going to be seeing. When Krishna, Trinivarta took him up in the air, Krishna grabbed with his hands. He grabbed his shoulders with his hands and didn't let go. And that powerful demon, you know, taking him as a whirlwind, Vrindavan was covered in dust. And he grabbed on, so the majesty of his hands. And in the Sakatasura, Krishna showed the majesty of his feet, because although he was just a teeny baby, he was not even 3 months old yet. He was about to be just shy of 100 days. He hadn't even had his name ceremony. Nobody called him Krishna yet. He was just, I guess, a blue baby. I don't know how they, you know, the little darling or whatever mothers call babies. And so he didn't even have his name ceremony yet, and he had displayed this amazing power in his foot. He was just a tiny baby, and this cart, it wasn't just a little cart. In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, I guess they displayed it and have to have a safe. They had, you know, it was a massive cart that had all the gold and silver paraphernalia on it. So it was pretty heavy. It was probably made of heavy wood to support the weight. So it wasn't any, you know, little hand cart that we can, you know, conceive of some puny little thing. No, it was massive. It was tall and it was wide. And the descriptions of this cart is beautiful. We're going to go into it. So this rare display of power is the glories of the seventh chapter that talks about those very sweet childhood pastimes. Okay. So Parikshit, he mentions that, you know, in his pastimes of Matsya, Vamana, Nisringha, it gave him bliss. But he was mentioning also that the pastime of Nisringha, the Nisringha Dev had to, like this is explained by the Goswamis, that when Nisringha Dev had to get these very hard nails to, you know, rip open, so he had to make an effort. And Vamanadeva had to extend his foot real high to break the cover of the universe. And so that was an effort. But in Krishna's pastime, his majesty is so attractive because he did not do anything. He was just a little baby. And he was crying because he was hungry. You know, babies just, you know, move their legs. And just without any effort, he did not put any effort into kicking it wasn't that, you know, he kicked and his foot got really big and blew the cart. No. It was just a touch. But his amazing majesty, the foot majesty is fabulous. It's this teeny little baby has this potency, doesn't have to show off in any way. And he made the cart fly up in the sky. It wasn't that the cart flew up and then splattered. And so all the paraphernalia were all over. The cart was broken. And so that's, you know, just a little baby. He just had the intention. He didn't even intend it to. It says in the pastimes that immediately, as the demon, the Satakasura, he came in a ghostly body, no physical body. So as when he took over the cart became heavy and sunk into the earth. And by that, Krishna's foot could touch it. So it was, you know, the demon thought that he had it done, he had it made, because in his plans, he had thinking that Putana came and she, you know, disguised herself, and so she went in and she had interaction with the bridge bossies. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sneak my way in and get business done. But he was a little mistaken, because at that same moment that he took over the cart, Krishna kicked it. So it was like, poof, he didn't even know what hit him. And there was a passage that was very interesting that I couldn't quite grasp what happened to him. He, like Krishna, his body just went into the earth. Maybe next time, maybe on the questions and answers, somebody can give a little clarification of that. If the ghost body, say that the ghost body disappeared on the earth, just Krishna just made it, just finished there. He didn't mention that, you know, the ghost, you know, went to Vaikunth and all those things that they usually talk about after. Yesterday was a very nice class. I mentioned about the crib. And I wanted to mention also about the description of the crib. It's such a beautiful description. I'm going to read a little paragraph from Gopala Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. So kind of set the mood of the Brijavasis. So the child's constellation has arrived, and there will be a celebration of the child's turning over. Many have come for this festival. You should remain here to protect the house. This is Mother Yashoda speaking. In this mood setting, you know, the constellation had come. So Krishna turned over. One of the nurses, she saw that Krishna was lying on his side. He was just a baby, you know, shy of 3 months old, usually lying down on his back. So the nurse noticed that he was on his side. So there was a big, everybody was so happy. So the baby was starting to move when he turns over, and then he starts slanting and moving his back. So that was a celebration. So that caused Mother Yashoda to make this big festival. That's how much they celebrate children in a Vedic culture. Nowadays, you know, to be pregnant is, and sometimes it's like, you know, the women are, you know, having abortions. Nobody wants to bother with it. But before, you know, both husband and wife, they say here that Mother Yashoda invited all the women, and but the, you know, the men were also involved. It wasn't just a women party for the baby. The men were also involved, and they were also celebrating the same with the same desire to celebrate, to give joy, to give gifts, and invited all the Brijavasis with young children for the party, and so by doing that they were giving them gifts. And so Mother, so to say, there was for over 3.5 hours she was giving them gifts and receiving people and treating them and receiving the brahmanas that were going to perform the ceremony, you know. So it's a, you know, big event. And it says in this paragraph here, said the rites were performed with colorful music, auspicious songs, and chanting of Vedic mantras by the best brahmanas. Then the child was bathed, clothed in yellow cloth, and ornamented. He was protected with mantras and glances. To manifest the highest joy, women came from everywhere, and all were engaged in activities. They made a child lie in bed in the lower part of the cart as huge as a house. So the cart was as huge as a house, which was standing in the yard, and placed young boys of 5 years age around it. The bed was like a swing in the midst of 4 supporting pillars. Now, this is a description of the swing. It's beautiful. Imagine. The swing had coral feet, an emerald slab at the base. Emerald slab. It wasn't just a little emerald that you put in a ring. It was an emerald slab. And they have nowadays, you know, some healthy mattresses that they put stones in it for health. So, you know, this is, has some base to it. It was covered with red silk ribbons and an even mattress of cotton. The baby was situated on top of this gently swinging bed. From the top, various colorful pieces of cloth hang down. Touching these with his hands, the child made sounds and laughed. And then mention about how long it was. So this is how incredible this swing is. And also the cart, I know we mentioned that the cart was so big. Okay. Oh, I promised my friend to acknowledge her online. She's listening. Jai Prabhu, thank you for listening. So Vishnu Ratha Chakravarti Thakur said that continual hearing of these pastimes of Krishna make one quickly, it will quickly produce attachment to Krishna's lotus feet, and rati, and finally prema. So by listening to these pastimes, by constant hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, that sentiment of desire for you know, service will come, and that attachment to service. Because when we realize that, you know, service is all that we have, and when we start really hankering for it, our sadhana becomes more serious. And when we chant Hare Krishna, we chant and we meditate on these instructions from the Goswamis. We meditate on the on the sweet pastimes. There's a very nice meditation that you meditate on the symbols of the Lord's lotus feet, so you can focus your mind while you're chanting. So all these details of improving our sadhana are very, very helpful, because they give you the supreme bliss. They quickly develop attachment in your heart, and they develop bhav, and develop prema. So because the first symptom is that we start, you know, gravitating towards the devotees that are always talking about Krishna, always meditating, always engaged in activities to glorify the Lord. So you don't take so much pleasure anymore in associating with people that are not glorifying Krishna. So that's the first symptom. So, and then from that you can improve and continue on doing your sadhana with much more enthusiasm. Okay. So the benefits of hearing these pastimes. These are the benefits of hearing these pastimes. Because you know, one of the impediments for chanting is apathy. And apathy, when we think of it, it's like, it's just, I don't really care. You know, your mind is just like, it's almost like, it's also laziness, apathy, laziness. They all have this quality of ignorance that you know, you just can't really meditate. You cannot be enthusiastic. You're not involved in the chanting. You're not really giving yourself to it. So you have that, you're just like chanting Hare Krishna like that, and your mind goes everywhere, and you're just not really involved in the chanting. So apathy, laziness, and also distraction. There's always something that you want to be engaged in during japa, you know, and or you were talking to somebody, or, oh, I have to go do something. But to sit down and practice this connection with Krishna, we are so fortunate. We can only be so fortunate to be actual, to develop actual attachment. So this attachment is that these pastimes bring for us. So in conclusion, so Parikshit shows eagerness to hear about the childhood pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He glorified them as removers of apathy and the lack of taste for spiritual matters. Krishna and Balaram, they charmed the universe with their childhood pastimes, and the Lord Aishwarya aspect of power and majesty that a materially inclined mind cannot comprehend. So this rare display of power, it was the topic of this class today. The happiness of the inhabitants of Raja, being described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, performing common household duties in association, in exchanging rasa and prema with Krishna. It was just like a daily life, and they were just doing all that with the Supreme Lord. So they had, you know, work their chanting, their sadhana, their liberated souls. But, you know, for us, you know, we got to work so much so we get to that stage. So this happiness of exchanging rasa with the Lord is our goal. And by the influence of Yoga Maya, no one could understand who Krishna was and what had actually happened. Oh, this is a part of the pastime that that, you know, we mentioned in the verse today that, you know, the assembled gopis and gopas, they didn't believe that what the little kid said. I said, said, what happened here? Who saw this? So the five-year-olds were there, and Krishna, the baby, was there crying. The mother Yashoda picked him up, and then Nanda Maharaj came and said, what really happened here? So they asked the children, and the children said, you know, he kicked it, and the cart flew up. So they said, poor kids, you know, they just don't know what they're saying. Because they didn't make sense in their minds that such a little baby had such majesty, such inconceivable power. So, you know, this is, so it's very touching in the heart. The heart churns when you hear these pastimes because of its, you know, inconceivable potency. And so after the pastime, after, you know, they consoled Krishna, and Krishna was sucking the breast of his mother. You know, she arranged for the brahmanas to do the Vedic hymns. The Vedic hymns was to counteract the inauspicious, or, you know, to ward off the demons. That was the intention of Mother Yashoda. She didn't want, you know, she wanted all auspicious, positive things around Krishna. So the Vedic mantras was to ward off the demons. And so the Brijabasis, they dismissed the eyewitness account of the young boys because they could not believe baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. And the parents arranged for the Vedic hymns to be sung by qualified brahmanas to ward off the demons. So we're using these charming pastimes to fall in love with Krishna every day by chanting his names and remembering him. This is the most glorious things we can do, is to always be engaged in service and serve the Vaishnavas, because that pleases Krishna's most. I've been very fortunate to be able to do some pujari work. And pujari work is very, 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 very sweet. In this relationship with the Lord is very purifying for the mind. So if any of you ever want to serve in the pujari room, please make an effort, because it's a fabulous situation. Your mind is just very in a very special space. And you're, you know, touching the deity, and you're reciprocating that way. And by chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and doing Harinam, doing these Vatiyatras, all this is pleasing to the Lord. And distributing books, you know, that's most pleasing. It was so nice in the Jagannath festival that we had last weekend, to seeing all the devotees. Madhumati was there distributing books, you know, really busy doing her thing, and Sri Vrindavan and all the devotees, and into, you know, the distribution of books, because that could be the link, you know, to give this sweetness to other people. That was Prabhupada, you know, he came from Vrindavan, and he came to a place where there are only rakshasas and mlechas, and just, and there was no devotional mood at all. So that light came, you know, into this country, and produced all this beautiful mercy for us. And so we to give this to other people is a, the most important thing that we can do to honor Srila Prabhupada. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Thank you very much. And any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Govinda? Hare Krishna, welcome.
It's a very nice class, nice meditations on Krishna's attractiveness and majesty.
Thank you.
His lotus feet, his hands, and his lips. My question was, is there a description there in the commentary about the intentions of Sakatasura?
The intentions?
Yeah.
Yes, he wanted to... crush the baby. Yeah, he wanted to get the business done real fast because he said a Putana came and engaged, you know, in associating kind of with the Brijabasi. She had to disguise herself. He was just going to get business done. That was his mind set. He's just, that cart, the baby is there, I'm just going to go in. That's why he came. And when he entered into the cart became so heavy that it sunk into the ground. The wheels sunk into the ground. Not all of it, but that's half of it. So Krishna would touch. Yeah, Krishna could touch it. Because he was Kamsa's, you know, emissary, like Putana was, and all the other ones. You know, Trinivarta is coming. You know, right after this, you know, there's something else going on. Because the demons were just like coming by the tons, you know. And that was a very nice description. One thing that I read that touched me was the saying that, you know, that Krishna had these pastimes here on earth with us humans. And he's having incarnations in all over the universe, in all the different planets. And in the different planets, he'd have even more amazing pastimes because, you know, like in the heavenly planets, you know, it's you know, they have higher interaction. Their interaction are different. They're not humans. So Krishna's pastimes are even more amazing. That was in Acharya's books. Yeah.
One thing more you can mention since you are already hitting that. Sakatasura represent a demon, anartha, that's Mahaprabhu says in Gundicha Marjan, that we cleanse our heart and we invite the Lord to come. That's Jagannath Rath Yatra means, what Prabhupada mercifully gave. But while we are cleaning the heart, this Vrindavan, heart has to become like Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, not even demigod, yogi, nobody can come. How can demon comes? This question he asked, and then he answered Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because those anarthas are within the practitioner, sadhaka. Everybody came to the society, they have some sort of anarthas. And a list 20 ones, and second one is Sakatasura, who represent Bharabahi. That Prabhupada gave you that example that when a
what
disciple...
Is that? We give it the translation of Bharabahi.
Yeah. That the disciple sometimes feels very heavy burden when Guru's installed. Oh, I have to chant, I have to go to Mangalarti, I have to do this. Maintaining the deity, and then even it expands such a far that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, disciple due to this anartha feels such an extreme that he lose the respect to his guru, and then he come to a point where you heard that common proverb by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that you break nuts with a shalagram sila.
Yes. Yeah,
anybody heard this? Is he listed all this. So he said, when someone feels like this pressure, they cannot chant, they cannot follow their gurus, they should meditate on Sakatasura Lila, then Krishna will kick all this anartha from their heart.
Jai. Krishna's foot majesty works even in our own thoughts and our own sadhana.
Yes.
Ladies, any questions? Any comments? Sorry.
Previously, I forget which pastime, the gopis, when Krishna was endangered, they made that prayer, may Lord Narayan protect this part of you and all of that. And at the very end, it mentions Yajna Bhuk, and that came up again in this verse, a planet and an evil planet. But I'm always curious, who is this Yajna Bhuk? It sounds like a form of Krishna that specifically interferes when there are evil planets.
Well, as far as I know about planets, I know that, you know, Saturn, some planets are evil. They have evil influences. Rahu, yeah, Ketu. And even like the sun sometimes have, you know, bad influences. So, you know, it's just a matter of, I guess, your qualification. And when you get a body, your body is born in that time. And instead of when Krishna was born, the constellation of Rohini was just up. So it's a very auspicious constellation. So it's a common thing in a Vedic, just like Mother Yasoda, immediately she asked the brahmanas to chant hymns to counteract, you know, to ward off the demons. So it's a common way to, they relate with all this astrology and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just wondering though, what is that particular form that Krishna takes? He becomes Yajna Bhuk. Maybe somebody knows.
Do you know Karan Babendaji? Yajna Bhuk, the form that Krishna takes.
He enjoys the loving exchange from the brahmanas, because brahmanas has a vatsula, but mixed with the ishtadev worshipable god is Narayan. Narayan is the god in Vrindavan by everybody. Mm-hmm. Even on the Maharas, they worship Narayan. Mm-hmm. So Krishna is the form of that Yajna Bhuk as a Narayan, that who they offer the sacrifice and purificatory rituals, the 32 names that we read in the last chapter.
So Yajna Bhuk means is the receiver of the sacrifice?
Yes, it's
yeah.
Krishna himself.
Okay.
Majesty.
Okay.
By the way, if you read the chart of the Krishna's at the time of birth, maybe you will be a little wondering how Manikya made that chart, Sanatana Goswami Maharaj, that this boy who is born in a particular planet conjunction with different planet came a symbol, good and bad. So the moment he will be born, he will lose his parents. Well, that's not a good chart to think like. And he lost. In the middle of the night, he had to leave. Then he will be, but before he was born, he will lose all his brothers. He also did. Then he will be, when he's 11 and a half, he will come and kill his uncle.
So these are all bad influences,
yeah,
in Krishna's chart.
These are Leela. This is actually
right.
Then he will have so many wives, and he also, and he will kill the uncle and get over the kingdom. So the list goes on, mm-hmm. Krishna's chart, his mm-hmm. whole life chart.
Mm-hmm. Jai. Was that answered, Prabhu? And that the Mataji over here? Thank you.
I was just wondering about the source of the source of the Shakataskara pastime, because when I was reading a Krishna book, I didn't see it there. I was wondering why it wasn't
there. The Krishna book was not there? Satakasura? Just a cart?
The fact that the demon was in the cart was there, it didn't say what the demon was trying to do.
Yeah, but that whole pastime isn't there.
So in Adilila.
So you know what it was mentioned that Parikshita, Sukadeva Goswami, he didn't even say those pastimes in order, because he was so full of ecstatic prema when You know, Maharaj Parikshit asked him the question, and he had to relate the pastimes of Krishna. He was just so, his mind was just such bliss that he did not do the pastimes as a chronological occurrence. He kind of mixed here and there. So maybe this is one of the reasons why he didn't fully mention it.
Must read this Dasami Tippani.
So must read what?
Dasami Tippani of Sanatana Goswami.
Das? To get the details of the pastimes. So it's coming.
But is his name actually mentioned in
Vishnu Kshetra Dasar?
When I was looking for
it
the one time, I couldn't find it.
It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the thousand names of Vishnu.
Yeah, the Brahmanda Purana, he mentions that in Brahmanda Purana. Yeah. Pardon me?
It's in Bhagavatam, but not in
Krishna.
It was the Krishna book, it's Prabhupada's rendition of the 10th canto. So, you know. Yeah, it not with so many details, maybe. I haven't been reading the Krishna book for a while in that specific pastime, so it's fresh in your mind, it's not in mine, but if you want some more details, there's plenty of them. And there's more coming. There's this book by Sanatana Goswami that's being translated. All right, so Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.